What's happening, guys? Welcome to week two of what we call here the Functional Life Podcast. Our little tool here we're using to communicate with you all, give you all updates of what's going on in the gym, what to expect over the next week, and hopefully you all find this useful. Happy Sunday! Hey, I apologize in advance. This one will be a little longer than I intend for these to be, but we do have two or three big things to go over, and I also wanted to maybe share a little bit of the results of the survey we sent out that you all took so long, I mean, took your time to complete. So, and thank you for that. Thank you for that. It's got some very great information and wanted to answer some questions I know are going on out there about that. So, jumping right in, first of all, this week, the big announcement, by the way, is next week, our kids' classes, Synergy Kids, our CrossFit kit classes for kids start back up a week from today, next Sunday, the 14th. Both the elements class for the youngsters, beginners, and the advanced class for the older kids. If you aren't registered for that and want your kids to be, please do so. Please let us know in any way you would like. The easiest way, probably send that email to kids@synergyjohnscreek.com, and Jen and Craig will get that, and we'll take care of the rest from there. So that happens a week from today, starts back up. Certainly was awesome last session. It's just been beautiful what's been happening there. So I know so many of y'all have enjoyed that. The second thing I want to go ahead and announce and go over is programming in this gym, as you all know, based on all the Morning at Max's I've asked you all to do. Strength cycle starts tomorrow. That's the only thing I'll really go over the programming this week because I want y'all to really know what's going on and understand it, hopefully before you come in the gym so you're ready to attack it. Here's how this is going to work over the next 6 weeks. We've been talking about it. Here's what to expect. We're doing a classic 5x5 strength cycles. Been around forever. Ripito and some of the guys from Stronger Lifts it's people you don't even care about. I won't even go into any more detail about it. But it's been around forever. It works for everybody. It's very simple and super effective if you put in the work. It's the easiest thing to follow and it's tried and true. Five sets of five is what that means. Five working sets of five on every lift we do. Five sets of five at the same weight any given day. That means you take some warm-up sets, get warmed up, and then we're going to ask you to do five sets of five at the same weight and log that number in Wattify. Here's the program. There's two workouts. This is going to be different than anything we've ever done with strength work in the gym before. There's two workouts, workout A and workout B. There's an upper body and a lower body lift in each workout. So you'll be doing two lifts each day we do this, not just one like you all might be accustomed to. So it's going to be, you're going to have to be on point, and you're going to have to go and get this stuff done when you get into the gym. Workout A is a squat and a shoulder press. Workout B is a deadlift and a bench press. Okay? Here's how it looks. 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we will do this strength portion of our workout before the Metcon. There will be no group warm-up, gathering at the whiteboard, skill review. No, we won't have time for that. So Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you can just know when you get to the gym, there'll be some little warm-ups written on the board, rowing, whatever, get warm, get loose, some stretches, and then you go right back to the rig, get your bar out, whatever, and get to work. Okay? And we'll gather up afterwards. We'll spend that whole first half of class time, 30 minutes or so, on your strength work. And then at a point, we'll cut that off, and then we'll gather up, go over, it'll be shorter Metcons on those days. We'll go over a little workout for the day, and we'll get that kicked off, and we'll try to get everybody out on time. You've got to do two lifts. I just told you that. Two lifts every one of these strength days. And the way it works is you've got Monday, you'll do workout A. Wednesday, you will do workout B. And Friday, you will do workout A again. And guess what? Starting the second week, you will start on workout B. Then Wednesday you'll do workout A, then Friday you'll do workout B again. And it continues so on and so forth like that, alternating the workout. So that means every other week you will be doing a lift, a set of lifts twice, effectively doubling the volume we would usually get in a strength cycle if we only squatted once a week. Anybody who knows science and knows much about fitness to really see significant results, you've got to get more volume than once a week. Twice a week, sort of that great number. So that's how it's going to work. Monday and Friday this week will be the same. It will be squat and a shoulder press. Okay? So what that means is that you've got one lift each day on purpose that utilizes the rig. That's the back squat. And then you've got one lift each day that is done from the floor, the shoulder press. Hopefully, I think it will be. It's light enough weight you'll be using on the shoulder press where you'll clean that off the floor and do your presses out there. Second part of this is we will need you all to cooperate and probably partner up in the bigger classes. We don't have enough rigs, racks for everybody, obviously. We don't have 1,000 bars and bumper plates. So find someone that's similar in strength to you, partner up and share. I know that means you might be taking weights on and off every set and having to change out. I'm sorry, but just be courteous and help us move that along and be nice. And y'all really get a lot out of this. If you'll just help our coaches, I'm telling you, this will be beautiful if you do it right. So that's how it works. It's 5 sets of 5. The coaches will be there to help guide you in the weight. It's pretty simple how you do it. You start with somewhere between 60 and 70% of your one rep max. Beginners that are brand new to any of this, probably closer down to that 60, 65% range. You more advanced athletes have been lifting for a long time. 70% is probably fine. You'll work up and that'll be your working set, 5 sets of 5 at that weight. And then the next time you see that lift again, your only goal will be to add weight. 5, 10 pounds. Obviously, coaches will help guide you there. If it's a shoulder press and your max is 60 pounds, you obviously aren't going to add 5 or 10 pounds your next time. That's going to be too much. You'll make smaller steps. But if it's a 400-pound deadlift or whatever, then yeah, you probably add 10 or more pounds your next time. So that means the next time you'll see tomorrow's workout will be Friday. So if whatever you do tomorrow on that 5x5, let's say you do 100 pounds, Friday, your goal is going to be to do about 105 pounds, maybe 102 and a half or something. But that's going to be the goal. And you continue increasing like that over the 6-week period. And voila, by the end of it, you have seen a significant increase in how strong you've gotten. It will work if you are there and put in the work. So that's all I'll really say about that. That's how it's going to look. It's going to be very predictable. Again, Tuesdays and Thursdays, we'll just have some longer Metcon-based days, work on skills leading up into the open here. But Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, get in. First half of class is built for that strength. Get it done. Sherry, you've got two things to do. You will superset them. You've got about 30 minutes to do it. So that's plenty of time. You got 4 or 5 minutes each set there to do those two things and go back and forth and get it done. Okay? This is obviously probably the most popular thing we usually do in here. I get more feedback from people saying we love the strength work because I think people really can feel it and see the results in a short amount of time. We retest this stuff and they know it's worked. And I think people really enjoy that. So every time we do this, it's always gone off really well. So last thing I'll say about it is if you miss a day, the strength cycle is only as good as the work you put into it. So if you miss a Friday and you know you had back squat and shoulder press on that Friday, come in Saturday and get it done. Make it up, okay, if it's important to you. So if you're fine just missing a day, then just miss a day. That's just the way this works. It's only as good as the work you put into it. So you need to try to hit, if you only work out 3 times a week, anyway, my suggestion is to make those 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here for the next 6 weeks. Okay? Enough on that. Moving on. We just recorded about an hour-long podcast, video even podcast, about nutrition. McCall and I did that. I would encourage everyone, if you've got time, you don't need to sit and listen to me spiel on forever and ever, but we really kind of poured everything I had, and if I could just gather everybody up at once and give them what I stand for, what our gym stands for, what our coaches stand for, really what the modern science stands for in terms of nutrition. I know it's January. People have this on their mind. What we believe, that's where it is. So if you've got a long commute for work, check your emails. There should be a link to it here pretty shortly. Or check our main page on Facebook, not in this private group. It'll be posted there. Watch that. It's if you got a commute or something, just put it on in the car and leave. There's some good information in there. Something for everybody. Not just, obviously, we talk about what we do here at Synergy with our program. About 10% of you now are partaking in it. It's been great. Great results there. But even free information about just what's something you could do to make it work. Work some good advice that works for everybody. Dispelling some of the myths. What I personally do for nutrition. That sort of thing. So listen to that. And along with that, in conjunction, that we did that on purpose so that you all have the opportunity to partake in something special. We did something like this last year. We did that nutrition challenge in January. We did the dunk tank, and it was kind of complicated and all that. But we're going to do something similar. I've got lots of questions. Are we redoing that? I really enjoyed that. Yes, we're going to give you all another little contest here, and it's going to start officially a week from today, or tomorrow. So start next week. I consider kind of this the real first week in January. Kids obviously hadn't gone back to school last week, so I think for a lot of you know what I mean. This is kind of the real first week of January. So here's how it's going to work. You've got two sides of the competition, guys. You've got basically meeting the two goals that I would say the vast majority of you fit in one of these two boxes. The first, we're going to do a weight loss competition. We're calling it the Synergy Biggest Loser Competition. Okay, it's just as simple as that. It's for people that need or want to lose weight and know they need to. And I could say fat, but it's going to be based on weight. Very simple how this is going to work. Starting next Monday, we're going to ask you to weigh in with a coach this week. Okay, we have a scale at the gym. We're not going to tell anybody what your weight is. It'll be private, all that. But we're going to ask you to weigh in. We're going to get a starting weight. And then 6 weeks from now, we're going to take a finishing weight. Okay, the person that decides to do this won't be everybody. All of you don't need or care to lose a lot of weight. But for the ones of you like, yeah, I've got 5-10 pounds I'd like to lose in the next 6 weeks. Even more, if there's even more weight you need to lose, sign up for this. Okay, and here's the deal. By percentage, the person that loses the biggest percentage of their body weight, we're just looking at the scale, that's all we're using here, will get a $300 gift card at the end of the competition. Costs nothing to enter. You just sign up. I'll tell you how to do that in a minute. You've got nothing to lose except the weight that you already want to lose anyways. You can do this by any method you want. You can utilize our program. If you want to go through us and get coaching and help doing it, the last 12 weeks is the good news. And guess what? If you do that and happen to win, I guess it's a gamble. But the $300 gift card, not a rogue gift card, I'm talking about you winning a real $300 like Visa cash gift card to spend on what you want. It's the same price as our nutrition program is anyways for 12 weeks. So there you go. You could play that little gambling game if you wanted to, and that would line up really well. You've got your own diet you want to follow. You got your own thing you've gone out there and found. Maybe you go watch that video I just told you about, and you're utilizing the tray system that I mentioned in that video, that podcast, the full-length one. However you want to do it. You know how to lose weight. You think you can do it? Do it. Whoever loses the most wins the prize. Understood? Good. Secondly, for the other part of you all that want to partake in something, I know weight loss isn't everybody's goal, and it's not what everybody needs. A lot of y'all don't have enough weight to lose to even stand a chance in that competition. We're going to do a strength gain competition. How about that? 6 week strength gain competition. The same rules will apply. $300 gift card to the winner of that who gains the most strength. It will be based on one rep maxes. And guess what? It fits right in the 6 week strength cycle we're starting anyway. So how's that for synergy, for lack of a better word, right? So if you come in and do the work, whoever gets the strongest, I'm not going to tell you all how we calculate all that. It's going to be based off your maxes. You get to win that prize. It costs you nothing to enter if you want to enter that. What are the rules? What are the details? Quickly, rule number one on both sides of the competition, you have to log at least 3 workouts a week, an average of 3 workouts a week over the next 6 weeks, or you are disqualified. So on the weight loss side, you can't just go get surgery or something and be out of the gym or get your stomach stapled or starve yourself or whatever you're trying to do to cheat the system, right? You've got to be in the gym getting fitter at least 3 days a week. I'm looking for 18 workouts over 6 weeks. So if you're gone, you're taking vacation for a week, you better hit 5-6 workouts that week before. Okay, because I need 18 workouts over 6 weeks logged at our gym. Got it? Same thing for the strength side. If you're doing that, if you're coming Monday, Wednesday, and Friday already, then you'll hit that. We're open 6 days a week now for workouts, guys. So I'm only asking for 50% attendance for 6 weeks. That's rule number one. Either side of it, you're disqualified if we don't see that. Rule number two is you have to register. We're using a new tool Wattify has released called Wattify Rise. Go to the App Store, get it on your phone, look up Wattify Rise. You can log in with your Wattify username and password. You can buy a ticket. It costs you nothing. And there'll be ways in there that helps us track it. We're going to try it out. Maybe it's going to be a failure. I don't know. But we're going to give it a shot. It'll be a place in there weekly for the weight loss participants to enter in their weight. Okay, every Monday we're asking you to weigh yourself. That helps not only us track performance, it helps you keep yourself accountable. There'll be tips on how to do that. We recommend getting up every morning and weighing yourself. Take off all your clothes, go to the bathroom, and then weigh yourself. That's how we recommend doing it. At the same time every day, that gives you the best results. But at the gym, we're going to have verified weight at the beginning and the end of the competition. So I do need you to come in this week and weigh yourself with a coach to verify that. We want to make this fair, that no one's cheating, and then we'll ask you to do the same thing at the end of the competition, okay? Otherwise, throughout the week, you'll be putting them in that app. You can also log your workouts if you want in Wattify Rise. You can say, I worked out today, just to give you that check mark. It'll give you a point every time you work out. and then I'll know if you didn't have 18 points at the end of it. And I can go back in our regular Wattify system and see if you actually did show up and work out, and we'll know that it was not legit. So the rule number three on the strength side, if you didn't log your one rep maxes over these last 2 or 3 weeks, like I've been warning you over and over again to come in and make up and do it, you can't play. Sorry. I was warning everybody for a reason. I kept saying it over and over again, make it up, make it up. We need to know this. We need to know this information. If it didn't happen for you, I'm sorry. I'm not punishing you. You just don't get an opportunity at this. We can't have someone cheating it now that they know the competition exists, go out and give a half-assed effort on a deadlift, and at the end of the competition, give it all the effort, and obviously that would be cheated. So it's just the way it is. You all didn't know about where we were doing this. So for you all that made up those lifts, I will tell you all later time how we're calculating who's winning this, how we're doing that, what lifts we're using, that sort of thing. But it's not important. All that's important right now is for you to work out as hard as you can and get as strong as you can. And they're both, believe it or not, nutrition challenges. It's not just a workout competition, especially if on the lifting side, on the strength gain. If you want to know how big of a role nutrition will play in this, just look at all the PRs we've been talking about. Just go back to that. It's January, guys. Figure out your nutrition, whether you're trying to lose weight or gain strength. I can promise you, 100% promise you, that that will be the base. Whoever has the best dialed in nutrition throughout the course of this next 6 weeks will do the best, whether it's gaining strength or whether it's losing weight. Guaranteed. All right, that's all I'll say about that. If you have any questions, let me know. Ask one of the coaches at the gym this week. Lastly, I want to go through some of this because we got some great feedback on the survey, and I appreciate that, and I know a lot of you all have questions on these things. Just first of all, to alleviate any concerns, I've already been getting emails and stuff and texts about this. I've never said we're moving to 4, 5, and 6 o'clock classes. I did not. I was just asking questions is all we were doing. I presented a problem and wanted to collect data on it. So I don't intend to do that, for you all wondering. I don't foresee us moving to 4, 5, and 6 o'clock classes. But at the same time, I need to know kind of what the mindset of the community is. The problem is, most of you all know, if you're not an afternoon worker out or whatever, then you could just tune out. But the 4:30 is very, very crowded. And we got even on the freestyle part, lots of, when I asked for suggestions, a lot of y'all said, get us out of class on time and get workout started faster, blah, blah, blah. The only time that there's this big gap, this big layover, where that becomes a problem is because of this 4:30 class. It's a monster now, okay? And it's so many people are in there that it requires us running so many extra heats. And then the 5:30 class starts coming there early and the gym gets too crowded and we can't get things moving fast enough. And our coaches are doing the best job they can, really. But it's a problem of just size and volume, okay? So we're trying to alleviate that concern. And we love that you want to be part of a big class, but that's why that's happening. That's why that class gets out late sometimes, why it runs over. The other side of it, I hope you all know that this, I have, my intention here is very innocent. It's just to build better community. The other side of it is that this 6:30 class we have at night, a lot of days I even have to work out that time sometimes, so I see it. Is that we come in, there's maybe only one or two people there. It's really not being utilized. Some days it's a good size class. But can you imagine if you, most of the time when you show up to the gym, only had one other person in your class, or maybe you were even by yourself, like one-on-one personal training with Kirby? Like some of you are thinking that's awesome, and that it would be awesome, actually. But then the rest of you are like, well, you're missing a big part of what this community is about and what our gym is about and how it works. So you're not getting the energy, you're not getting the fun, you're not getting the social time. So I wanted to try to fix that. So moving to 4, 5, and 6, and don't foresee that happening. That's not the solution. Based on the survey results, it looked like even more people would just show up at 5. It would be an even bigger class than the 4:30. So I'm not about to trade one small problem for another really big one or anything like that. But just something to know, things we're looking into, okay? And ways to make the 6:30 better and to make the 4:30 better as well. 5:30 guys, you all are awesome, doing a great job. So maybe it's adding a 3:30 class. Maybe it's some other options. We'll don't worry about it. We're looking into that stuff. Lastly, on the freestyle stuff, things you all recommended. Thank you so much. Some great feedback there. Really appreciate it. Great suggestions. Some things we can and will do. Some things we can't do because I don't want to do them or they're too expensive and I can't afford them. Some things we can't do yet. But we do plan on doing at some point that you all brought up. So a couple things I'll just throw out there. One, open gym time. Saw several comments. We would love more open gym time and time on Sunday. The answer to that is yes. We are going to make that happen. I am going to provide a way to get the gym open on Sunday afternoons. We have the kids that come in at 3 and 4 already. So it'll probably be like a noon to 3 or 1 to 3 kind of thing. I've got to do some things on the back end before I can make that happen, as far as getting the door unlocked and that sort of thing. Here's the thing about open gym, guys. It's not, I did see one comment about that. It is not time. It's uncoached, unsupervised, really. There's usually other people there, so I don't want to say it's unsupervised, but you could be there by yourself. So it's, from a liability standpoint, we're covered. I mean, you all signed waivers and we have insurance and all that, but from a liability standpoint, this is not time. It's time for you just to have access to the gym. It's not time where we're there to teach you anything. It's time for you to do your own thing, for you to make up a workout you missed, for you to make up some lifting, for you to work on a skill. It's your time at the gym. And usually, actually, gyms in our industry don't do this. In the kind of CrossFit, functional fitness, class-based micro gym, they don't do open gym time. Or if they do, they charge you for it. And I've never been about that. We provide open gym time every day, Monday through Saturday. We have time on the schedule. The gym is just open and free for you to use however you want to use it. Part of that is the belief of the value you all are getting from me, is that I think you all pay for the gym. You don't pay for it per class. That's not how we charge you. We charge you monthly. So if you're getting charged every month a good amount of money to use the gym, then I want you to be able to have access to it all month long. And if you can't make it to that class, or, you know, and Sunday's an example of that. I get it. Sunday, you are technically paying for that gym on Sunday, so ought you be able to use it? The answer is probably yes. So we're going to make that happen. But just know that it won't be a coach there all the time. I'm not driving down there and sitting there for 3 hours every Sunday. So it's just, it'll be open, the lights will be on, and it's there for you to use. And when that time's up, it'll be closed. So look for that in the future. We'll announce that when it happens, when I can make it happen. It'll be this spring at some point. Weightlifting class, that was the big vote everyone got. Yeah, we want to see a weightlifting class. We've been teasing that for a long time. The answer to that also, yes. We will do that. We will look into launching that after the open this spring. Okay, so that will start probably, and I'm not going to set anything in stone yet, but that will start probably as a once a week thing on a Saturday, like a Saturday morning, 8 a.m. or something like that, until, and it'll be Olympic based in nature. What I mean, like an Olympic lifting class. For y'all that want to get better at Olympic weightlifting, even outside of a strength cycle, there will be squatting, there'll be deadlifting, there'll be pressing done. Okay, that we call those things powerlifting. Okay. Those will be done because they're a big part of Olympic weightlifting. But this format will be something like that, where you'll do some strength work and then you'll work on Olympic technique and drills of moving a barbell with the snatch and the clean and jerk and those sort of things. So there's a small portion of you probably that are interested in that. That will happen. We'll start it as a pilot, as a one-day thing. And then eventually I would like to move it to a twice-a-week offering. And so stay tuned for details on that. The answer is yes. I heard that over and over again. Other answers talked about more showers, locker. Yes, the answer to those, I would love to have all those things too. Obviously, we've got that space upstairs. The answer I'll give you for those sort of things is yes, eventually. It's one of those things that falls in the category that we can't do yet. There's a money thing there and an investment thing. We are looking into, I've already started conversations of planting the seeds of making that sort of thing happen. I also want that. So certainly something we are looking at there as well. Other than that, that was the two biggest parts. More class, changing class times on Saturday, maybe open gym time, adding that. That was it. So we had some questions on the scheduling thing, and on efficiency. We had a lot of those comments about moving and suggestions about how to get classes moving. I can just promise you, our coaches know how to set up a class and run it. So if y'all would just do me a favor and do our coaches a favor, when you come in, the way our program, it's pretty common knowledge, is designed for the first 10 minutes of class is your time. Stretch, warm up. At 10 after class start, we expect everybody to shut up and gather up and pay attention to the coach. Come up to the board. They'll be going over the workout unless it's one of these strength days. And if you all will help us, you know, I know we want this to be the best hour of your day. And I get that socializing and goofing off and all those sort of things are part of that. We're not discouraging that. We're just discouraging at a certain time to put that on pause so we can at least get the class started and moving. And for those big classes, it's just tough. It's just tough when we have to do things in more heats than we're designed to. Our gym's only so big. And, you know, we're smart people. We'll figure out how to address these problems in the future. And there's ways we can fix this. But I agree. You're there for an hour. It's expected on us to make sure we have the class program to where you can be done within the hour. And we will make that happen. You have my word on that. And on the backside, if you will help us make that happen by paying attention, by getting here early on, getting here on time, getting ready to go, staying focused, moving along, then I think everybody will have a great experience with that. So with that being said, other things, I'll just wrap up. You know, we had some requests in there for gymnastics class. Yes, something else. Abby would obviously be the one to take the lead on that. We'll look at doing that maybe on a once-a-month basis, doing some gymnastics skills work. Had some people ask about particular skills classes and sessions. Yes. A lot of these answers are yes. Some of them would be no. Some of them just things like, you know, I saw look like Craig Belsol's Pilates comment made it back up there again. So, no, that would be a no. You know, there's certain things that we just can't do, doesn't fit within our culture, specific soft yoga classes, not our business. Lauren's offered, obviously, discounts from people that want to go join her class and things like that. This doesn't fit our service offerings right now, but who knows what the future might hold. I did see one comment, I don't know if it was serious or not, maybe it was, that the perception is that I could be nicer and more friendly, and that I come off as rude. So that one bothered me a little bit. I don't know if it, like again, it's hard to tell sometimes just with words that are anonymous if they're serious or not. But apparently I hope I'm not upsetting anybody. I don't know if I didn't say hello to somebody or didn't say goodbye or thank you, but I don't know. Hope you all know I love you all, and I don't mean to be rude or ugly. I am juggling two kids half the days and running in late and blah, blah. I live the same life all the rest of you do. So maybe some days I'm in a bad mood or I'm stressed out. You know, I'm human too. I don't know, but hope nobody out there took it personally. If I was offended anybody or if I seemed just rude and negative to you all, I do love all of y'all as part of my family. So, anyways, just wanted to throw that out there, but, hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully that's not the case at all. I'll make it a point to try to go up and hug every one of you in the next month. How about that? Maybe that'll help. So anyways, sorry for the length today, guys. These will usually be much shorter, but had to get all that announced. So take care. Have a great, great week. Get ready to get strong. You better start eating right. You're going to be really sore from this strength stuff. Just a word of advice. Focus on it. Make it happen. All right. Best of luck, guys. See you in the class.